Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headline: President Draupadi Murmu hosts Russian President Vladimir Putin at Rashtrapati Bhavan, says India-Russia friendship will continue to prosper. International Monetary Fund says it is considering Sri Lanka's request for $200 million in rapid assistance as Cyclone Dithwa's destruction deepens economic strains. Germany's parliament approves new military service law to boost national defence. India beat Belgium 4-3 to enter semi-finals of AIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup in Chennai. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa to be played in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet yesterday evening in honour of Russian President Vladimir Putin. She noted that his visit marks an important milestone in the strategic relationship between the two countries as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the India-Russia strategic partnership.
ये अवसर हमारे लिए विशेष महत्व रखता है क्योंकि हम भारत रूस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप 25वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं एक ऐसी साझेदारी जिसकी नींव अक्टूबर 2000 में महामहिम राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की भारत यात्रा के दौरान पड़ी थी और जिसे वर्ष 2010 में स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर तक उन्नत किया गया.
President Murmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. The President noted that the partnership is guided by a shared commitment to peace, stability and mutual socio-economic and technological advancement. President Murmu added that the year 2025 has been especially fruitful for India-Russia multifaceted partnership, with notable progress in areas including high-level political exchanges, trade and economy, defence, civil nuclear cooperation, space, science and technology, and people-to-people exchanges. She added that the joint statement of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit reflects the special nature of the ties and provides a comprehensive framework for further deepening the bilateral ties. The two presidents expressed confidence that the friendship between India and Russia, which has been steadfast for many years, will continue to prosper. Russian President Vladimir Putin departed for Russia last night from Palam Airport after concluding his visit to India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar saw him off at the airport. Mr. Putin had arrived in New Delhi on December the 4th on a two-day state visit at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defence, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations.
पिछले वर्ष राष्ट्रपति पुतिन और मैंने 2030 तक द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को 100 बिलियन डॉलर का उस लक्ष्य को पार करने का हमने निर्धार किया था. लेकिन मेरी जो राष्ट्रपति पुतिन से बात हो रही है और जिस प्रकार के पोटेंशियल नजर आ रहे हैं, मुझे नहीं लगता कि हमें 2030 तक इंतजार करना पड़ेगा. ये मैं साफ देख रहा हूँ. हम उस लक्ष्य को समय से पूरा करने के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं और मेरा विश्वास बढ़ रहा है. टैरिफ और नॉन टैरिफ बैरियर्स को कम किया जा रहा है.
He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है. पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात, इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है. भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत.
International Monetary Fund has said it is considering Sri Lanka's request for $200 million in rapid assistance as Cyclone Dithwa's destruction deepens economic strains. Sri Lanka has sought urgent financial support from the IMF under its rapid financing instrument. IMF Mission Chief for Sri Lanka, Evan Pepaiorio, confirmed that the request is currently under review and remains subject to approval by the IMF Executive Board before any disbursement is made. The RFI is a facility provided to countries facing sudden balance of payments pressures due to external shocks, natural disasters, or emergencies. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, has approved the new military service law today in a move aimed at boosting national defense. It marks a significant shift in Germany's approach to its military and follows Chancellor Friedrich Merz's push to create Europe's strongest conventional army. The change means that all 18-year-olds in Germany will be sent a questionnaire from January 2026 asking if they're interested and willing to join the armed forces. The form will be mandatory for men and voluntary for women. Pakistani and Afghan forces exchanged fire late last night along their tense border, though no casualties were reported. Each side blamed the other for violating a Qatar-brokered ceasefire that has largely held for the past 2 months, a report.
The clash came a day after Pakistan agreed to allow UN relief supplies into Afghanistan through the Chaman and Torkham crossings, which have been mostly closed amid rising tensions. Pakistani police official Muhammad Sadiq said the firing began from the Afghan side near Chaman. In Kabul, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid accused Pakistan of launching the first attack in Spin Boulder, while Afghan border police said a Pakistani grenade landed on their side before they responded. Border tensions have escalated since deadly clashes in October killed dozens and injured hundreds after explosions in Kabul that the Taliban blamed on Pakistan. Although the Qatar-mediated ceasefire reduced violence, follow-up talks in Istanbul collapsed. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The group of seven G7 countries and the European Union are reportedly discussing a full ban on Western maritime services for Russian oil exports, aiming to curb revenue that funds Russia's war in Ukraine. Currently, over a third of Russian oil is shipped using Western tankers, mainly to India and China. The proposed ban would target EU-linked fleets from Greece, Cyprus and Malta, forcing Russia to expand its shadow fleet of hundreds of unregulated tankers operating outside Western scrutiny. The UK government has announced sanctions against a British Sikh businessman and a group associated with him in the first use of the country's domestic counter-terrorism regime to disrupt funding for the pro-Khalistan militant group Babbar Khalsa. Gurpreet Singh Rehal, linked with the Punjab Warriors sports investment firm, faces an asset freeze and director disqualification as he is suspected of belonging to organizations involved in terrorism in India. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, the spirited Indian team entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-final clash at the Mir Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. The Indian team won in the penalty shootout 4-3 after both teams were locked at 2-2 at full time. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played at ACA-VDCA Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu hosts Russian President Vladimir Putin at Rashtrapati Bhavan, says India-Russia friendship will continue to prosper. International Monetary Fund says it is considering Sri Lanka's request for $200 million in rapid assistance as Cyclone Dithwa's destruction deepens economic strains. Germany's parliament approves new military service law to boost national defense. India beat Belgium 4-3 to enter semi-finals of FIH Men's Junior World Cup, World Cup in Chennai. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa to be played in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.